Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 230th Word for Word show. We're going to finish up the book of Daniel today. This show is for the 1st of May, 2017, Monday. We left off on Friday on chapter 11, verse 25. We will begin this show with chapter 11, verse 26 of the book of Daniel. Let me clear my pipes and have a drink of water, and we'll launch right into this. There we go. Oh, that's good. Nice and cold. And it's been a wild ride with Daniel. I've gone slowly because there's just so much stuff in it. I was going to do four shows and just can't. It's going to have to be the six shows. This is the last. This thing is just packed with information and references, and I couldn't do it justice by going any faster. So let's start with verse 26 of chapter 11 of the book of Daniel. I'm cleaning the dust specks off of my magnifying glass. The print in this is so small that I need to help my old eyes out a little bit. Verse 26 of chapter 11. Yea, they that eat of the food shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow. 7857. And many shall fall down slain. Now, 5307 is fall down. That's usually fall down in death or prostrate oneself. And slain confirms that, 2491. Verse 27, and both these kings' hearts shall be to do evil, 4827. And they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper. For yet the end shall be the time appointed. In other words, Yahweh is going to control when it ends. Verse 28, then shall he return into his land with great possessions, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant. And he shall do, and it has exploits added here, but it's not in the Hebrew. And he shall do, in other words, he will do things, and return to his own land. Verse 29. At the time appointed he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former, 7223, or as the latter, 314. Verse 30. You can reference 2 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 11. For the ships of Kittim, that's K-I-T-T-I-Y-M, 3794, shall come against him. Therefore, he shall be cowed, 3512. In other words, he will cringe, he will be beaten down a bit and return and have indignation, 2194, against the Holy Covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. Now you have intelligence here, discernment, knowledge, all of that. Verse 31, and you can reference Daniel 9:27 and 12:11. Matthew 24, verse 15. Mark 13, verse 14. And arms shall stand on his part. And they shall profane the sanctuary of the fortress. And shall take away the continual sacrifice. Continual is 8548, and sacrifice is implied by that because it was a daily sacrifice. And they shall place the detested thing, 8251, that causes horror, 8074, in the temple. And that was a statue of, this was the statue of Zeus by Antiochus the Fourth, okay, that he placed there. So that's Daniel 9:27 and 12:11, Matthew 24:15 and Mark 13:14. Verse 32, and such as do wickedly, 7561, against the covenant, he shall corrupt by flatteries. That's people that do evil against our people. He will corrupt those people by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohev, that's their God, shall be strong or be strengthened, and do, and they have exploits again. In other words, they will do what they're supposed to do. Verse 33, and they that understand, 7919, among the people, shall instruct, 995, many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, 3852, by captivity, 7628, and by plunder, 961, many days. Verse 34. Now when they shall fall, 3782, they shall be helped, 5826, with a little, 4592, help, 5828. But many shall be joined, 3867, to them with flatteries, 2519. Verse 35, and some of them of understanding, 7919, shall fall, 3782, to refine them, 6884, and to purify, 1305, and to make them white, 3835, even to the time of the end, 7093, because it is yet for a time appointed, 4150. Now here we are at verse 36 of chapter 11. And the first part of this, part A, you can reference 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 and 4. And the latter half of this verse, you can reference Revelations 13, verses 5 and 6. Verse 36 here. And the king shall do according to his will, 7522. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every L, that's God, 410, small g, and shall speak marvelous things, 6381, against the L of Elim, that's large g God, that would be Yahweh, of gods, small g God. Both 410 for both of them. And shall prosper, 6743, till the indignation, 2195, be accomplished, 3615. For that is determined, shall be done. In other words, that was predetermined, 2782, shall be done. So there's going to be an evil person arise that's going to do evil things. Now, where have we heard that before? The Antichrist, etc., etc. I mean, they're talking about all of this stuff like it's an Antichrist. It doesn't say Antichrist in here. But that's where what they're imputing it to, that this would all be done by the, quote-unquote, Antichrist. But Scripture says there are many Antichrists. There are Antichrists in the world today. We see their machinations. A lot of them claim to be Christians. But do they help the Christian people that are being persecuted? Oh, surely not. They don't do that. They'll go along with the system, which means if they're going along with the system, they're part and parcel of the system. So, verse 37, neither shall he regard, that's 995, the Elohim of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any Eloah, that's 433, now that's Aramaic, for he shall magnify himself above all. Verse 38, but in his place shall he honor the Eloah of fortresses, and an Eloah whom his father knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. In other words, he's going into pagan worship. Verse 39, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a racial alien's Eloah. Racial alien is 5236. Whom he shall acknowledge, 5234, and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule, 49:10, over many, and shall divide the land for a price, 4242. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall storm against him. And storm is 8175. With chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries, the lands, 7-7-6, and shall overflow, 7-8-5-7, pardon me, and pass over. Sounds like a big war. Verse 41, he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many shall be brought down, 3-7-8-2. But these shall escape out of his hands, even Edom and Moab and the best of the children of Ammon. Cursed seed. Verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries and the land. Same word, 7-7-6. And upon the countries, and the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, shall not be escaped. 6-4-1-3. Verse 43, but he shall have dominion over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Mitzrayim, and the Lubim, that's Libyans, that's what they say, 3-8-6-4, and the Cushim, 3-5-6-9, pardon me, shall be at his steps, 4-7-0-3. They say here that Antiochus was one of the kings of the north. In other words, a Seleucid. Voicing blasphemies is a mark of the Antichrist. So, let us get on here. That's 43 of chapter 11. And here is verse 44 of chapter 11. But tidings, 8-0-5-2, from the sun rising, that would be from the east, 4-2-1-7, and out of the north shall alarm him. Alarm is 9-2-6. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away, 2-7-6-3, many. Verse 45. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. The seas here would be the Mediterranean Sea and the Salt Sea, which is called the Dead Sea. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. And that ends chapter 11 of the book of Daniel. Here's chapter 12. It is only 13 verses. And it's got a lot of commentary with it. Verse 1, the first part of the verse, you can reference Revelation 12, verse 7. And the second part of the verse, you can reference Isaiah 26, 20, and Jeremiah 30, verse 7, Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, Mark chapter 13, verse 19, and Revelations chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 12, verse 7. Let me get a little drink of water. Clear my pipes a bit. Oh boy, that's good. Let's get into verse 1 of chapter 12. It's about the time of the end. And at that time shall Michael, M-I-Y-C-H-A-E-L, 4317, stand up, the great prince. Michael is an archangel, which stands for the children of thy people. This is all being told to Daniel. His people is Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble. Time is 6256. And trouble is 6869. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. In other words, it's going to be worse than it ever has been before. Now, that's what's called the tribulation. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. 4422, everyone that shall be found written. 3789, in the book. 5612. Now, what book might that be? Those that are written in the book of life, of prophecies, that Yahweh knows are his, that have stood for Yahweh, those that didn't lose faith. Now, here's verse 2. And you can reference Isaiah 26:19, 2 Maccabees 7, verses 9 through 11, and verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 46. And John 5, verse 29. Verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the ground shall awake. In other words, as it says in Revelation, the dead shall rise first. Some to everlasting life. Okay, there's going to be a resurrection. This is Israel. And some to shame. 2781. And everlasting contempt. 1860, the second death. Verse 3, and you can reference 2 Esdras 7, verse 97 in your Apocrypha. And they that be wise, 7919, shall shine, 2094, as the brightness, 2096, of the firmament, 7549, that's a rakia, the brightness of the sky, basically. And they that turn many to righteousness, in other words, those that preach and teach the word, as the stars, 3556, forever and ever. Verse 4, and you can reference Revelations 22, verse 10. But thou, O Daniel, shut up, 5640, the words, and seal, 2856, the book of prophecies, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, That's 7751. And knowledge, 1847, shall be increased, 7235. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. Verse 6. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was above the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Verse 7. And the first part of this verse, you can reference Revelations 10, verse 5. And the second part of the verse, you can reference Revelations 12, verse 14. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto the sky, and swore, 7650, by him that lives forever, that it shall be for a time appointed, appointed time, times, another appointed times, it's 4150, for an appointed time, and appointed times, and a half, 2677. And when he shall have accomplished, 3615, to scatter the power, scatter is 5310, the power is 3027, and that is literally hand of the holy people. All these things shall be finished. Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, that's 113, Adon, what shall be the end, 319, of these things, 428. And he said, go thy way, 1980, Daniel, for the words are closed up, 5640, and sealed, 2856, till the time, 6256, of the end, 7093, verse 10. You can reference Revelations 22, verse 11. Many shall be purified, that's 1305, and made white, 3835. And be, white is a symbol of purity, and be refined, 6884. But the wicked, 7563, pardon me, shall do wickedly, 7561. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, 7919, shall understand. And you can reference Revelations 22, verse 11 on that. Verse 11. And from the time that the continual, 8548, sacrifice shall be taken away, and the detested thing, 8251, that causes horror, 8074, set up. There shall be 1,290 days. All right. And you can reference Daniel 9:27 and 11:31, Matthew 24, verse 15, and Mark 13, verse 14. Verse 12, happy or blessed, happy is more correct, 8:35, is he that waits, 2:4:42, and reaches, 50:60, the 1,305 and 30 days, 335 days, okay. Verse 13, but go thy way till the end, 7093, for you shall rest, 5117, and stand in your lot, 1486, that's his portion in the kingdom, at the end of the days. Okay, that ends the book of Daniel. Now we have lots of time here. I haven't interpreted, quote unquote, what's going on in here, but there are copious notes that are pretty obvious. So I hope you got a lot out of this six-show series of Daniel. That ends the prophets. I saved Daniel for the last in the actual books of the prophets in the Hebrew. It's in a different order, but Daniel is one of the real heavyweights. And I wanted to save him for the very, very last. Now, what we're going to do now, because I have extra time on this show, I'm going to get into the book of Psalms. I'm going to give some information here about the book of Psalms. These are going to be the new shows for a while. Tomorrow is going to be the first rerun, beginning in the first part of the book of Genesis, because we have so many new listeners, and we had some corrupted shows from when I first started. Show 2 and show 3 were very bad. I did not have the computer settings right, and they were unintelligible. So I have re-recorded them, and they will be played. They are a little short. I didn't have all my ducks in a row when I first started at EFR. I was new to this form of broadcasting, recording on a computer. So there were a few glitches on the second and third show. I got everything straightened out. I have a new computer. Everything's fine. The book of Psalms, which is Sefer 5612, or scroll or book, Mizmorim 4210, okay? They are basically poetry set to music. There are several types of psalms, and they're authored by at least six people. They are not all by King David. Now, David wrote about 73, plus or minus, as two are credited to him in the New Testament, there are Psalms of instructions, prophecy, pleas for mercy or wrath on the wicked, and Psalms of penitence that ask for forgiveness. These are not a dry work of the law. They are art. Very beautiful in many things. A lot. The tunes have been lost. Okay? Many different instruments were used to accompany these. A lot of words that are used here are only used in the book of Psalms. They're not used anyplace else. There's a lot of words in Psalms that have their meanings lost, and they had put in an approximation was used to fill in. I will note these and tell you that's an opinion only. We don't really, where we don't know, I'm going to tell you we don't know. I don't want to insert things like churchianity has done. The KJV did a very bad job on Psalms. And a lot of passages were completely out of context. A lot of the songs from the Hebrew read entirely differently than in the KJV. You're going to spot them if you read along with me, whatever version of Bible you use. It doesn't matter. My favorite, basically, is the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. And it's very accurate, and it is a Holy Name Bible. They have it in the Hebrew in there. I think you will enjoy the proper context greatly. There's a lot of Strong's numbers that I will give you because a lot of the words are of interest and it enhances your study. A lot of mistranslations of Psalms made it into the New Covenant text. And churchianity has based false doctrine on some of it, on mistranslations. So I used a lot of research material and I can't list them all because it's massive. I'm not using the same format in Psalms as in the earlier books of Scriptures. There's not going to be as many notes and comments. They're not prophecy. They're songs of praise and prayer and wrath and pleadings and there will be notes and comments, but not as much as in the regular books of Scriptures. I've tried to undo some of the damage done by the King James Version scribes. As I said, if I find a passage that has lost words, where just the word they put in something, I will let you know that the word is lost, and I will not give you the opinion that churchianity has put in. So I have been very diligent in my work, and this is all for your benefit, so you can enjoy it. There are a number of books in Psalms, not just one. And I will tell you when a book or a section ends. So we have 20 minutes here, and I can do a few. This is Psalms 1, verse 1. Happy, that's 8:3:5, is the man that does not follow the advice, 6:0:9:8, of the wicked, 7:5:6:3, or continue, 5:9:7:5, in the manner of sinners, 2400, or sit in the seat of the scoffers, 3:8:8:7. Verse 2. But his pleasure, 2:6:5:6, is the Torah, 8:4:5:1, of Yahweh. And on his Torah, he ponders, 18:97, day and night. Verse 3. And you can reference Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Verse 4. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Verse 5. Therefore the wicked shall not stand, 6:9:6:5, in the judgment, 4:9:4:1, nor sinners in the congregation, 5:7:1:2, of the righteous, 6:6:6:2. Verse 6. Because Yahweh watches over, 3:0:4:5, in other words, watches over is to know, from Yada, to know. Because Yahweh knows the manner of the righteous, but the manner of the wicked shall be destroyed. And that is 6. Number 6. And that ends Psalm 1. Psalm 2. Verse 1. You can 1 and 2. You can reference Acts chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Why do the nations, 1471, rage, 7283, and the people ponder, 1897, a worthless thing, 7385, worthless things or idols. Verse 2. The kings of the land take a stand, 33:20. And the rulers, 7:3:3:6, take counsel together, 3:2:4:5, against Yahweh and against his Mashiach, and that is anointed, 4:8:9:9. Now, let's stop right here. Anointed, 4:8:9:9. Can mean David himself, anointed as king, or the people of Israel who were the anointed people of Yahweh. Mashiach does not always mean Messiah. No, it means anointed. And when you talk about Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Yeshua, the anointed son of Yahweh, anointed to be our Redeemer. But other things can be anointed, the people of Israel themselves, or a king. So you cannot ascribe a single meaning to the word Mashiach. Verse 3, let us tear, 5:4:2:3, their restraints, 4:1:4:7, asunder, and cast away, 7993, their cords, 5688, from us. Verse 4, he that dwells in the skies shall laugh. That would be Yahweh. The master, 136, shall have them in derision, 3932. He's going to laugh at them. Verse 5, then shall he speak to them in his wrath, 639, and make them fear, 926, in his burning anger, 2740. Verse 6, yet I have set my king, 4428, upon my holy hill of Zion, 6726. Verse 7, you can reference Acts 13:33 and the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 5, verse 5. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said to me, you are my son, 11:21. This day I have begotten you. Verse 8. Ask, 7592, of me, and I shall give you the nations, 1471, for an inheritance, 5159. It's not Gentiles, it's nations. And the ends, 657, of the land for your possession, 272. This is messianic prophecy here. Verse 9, and you can reference verse 9 in Revelations chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 12, verse 5, and chapter 19, verse 5. You shall break, 7489, them with a rod, 7626, of iron, 1270. You shall dash them in pieces, that's all one word, 5310, like a potter's, 3335, vessel, 3625. That's like a fired clay pot. You throw it on the ground and it shatters. Verse 10, be wise, 7919. Now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, 3256, you judges of the land. Verse 11, serve, 5647, Yahweh with fear, 3374, and cringe, 1523, with trembling, 7460. All right, here we go. And more messianic stuff right here. Verse 12. Kiss, 5401, sign of affection, the Son, capital S-O-N. So he is not angry, 599, and you perish from the way. When his wrath, 639, is kindled, 1197, but a little, 4592. Happy, 835, are all they that take refuge, 2620, in him. That's those that believe and take refuge and place their spiritual well-being in the hands of Yeshua Messiah. What a glorious, glorious psalm. Absolutely wonderful. Let's get into Psalm 3. We have the time here. This is a Psalm of Dawid, not David, Dawid, D-A-W-I-Y-D, 1732, when he fled from his son Abishalom. Okay. Verse 1. Yahweh, how they are increased, 7231, that trouble me, 6862. Many are they that rise up against me. Let's stop right there. Remember, Abishalom had backers in Israel. Verse 2. Many which say of my soul, there is no help for him in Elohim. That's God. And then it says, Selah. 5542. Now that is a pause for reflection. It's a musical rest right there. They stop and reflect on the words that were just spoken. That's a time of contemplation. And then they continue on. Okay, so they've rested because this is all the music. We don't have the tunes, but we have a lot of the words. Verse 3, but you, O Yahweh, are a shield, 4043, for me, my glory, 3519. Yahweh is David's glory, Dawid's glory. And the one, capital O-N-E, that lifts up my head. In other words, he helps Dawid. Verse 4. I cried to Yahweh with my voice, and he answered me out of his holy hill. And again, Selah, a musical rest. Verse 5. I lay down and slept. I awakened because Yahweh sustained me. He got some rest. He got a break. He was in flight because his son was trying to kill him. Verse 6. I will not be afraid, 3372, of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me all around. All right, when they do the 10,000s of people, that is a poetic form. Remember, all of this is poetry set to music. It is not literal. It's a poetic usage. They do that a lot, magnify numbers in the Hebrew as a poetic usage. That is prevalent, especially in Psalms. Verse 7. Arise, O Yahweh. Save me, O my Elohim. Because you have struck all my hated enemies, 3-4-1. That's a more emphatic form than 81-30. You have struck all my hated enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the wicked, 7-5-6-3. Okay. Verse 8. Victory, 3444, to Yahweh. Your blessing, 1293, upon your people. Selah, again, another musical rest. And that ends Psalm 3. This is absolutely beautiful stuff. These psalms are marvelous. We've got 8 verses in Psalm 4, and I have time to do it, so I'm going to hit this one. This is the title, To the Leader, 5320, on Stringed Instruments, 5058, and this is a psalm of Dawid. Okay. Verse 1. Answer me when I call, O Elohim of my right. 6664. Now that is righteousness. Okay, but he used it in a singular form. My right, right doing, right ruling, correctness. That's what that is. O Elohim of my right, or righteousness, you have made room for me. That's one word, 7337. And this is implied, this is not in the Hebrew, when I was in a tight place, 6862. Have mercy, 2603, on me, and hear my prayer, 8605. Verse 2. O you sons of men, how long, and this is implied, will you turn my honor, 3519, into dishonor, 3639. This is implied, so I have it in italics. How long will you love worthlessness, 7385, and seek after falsehood, 3577? Verse 3. But know that Yahweh has set apart the faithful for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call to him. Verse 4. Stand in awe, 7264, and do not sin. Speak to your own heart on your bed, and be still. And then Selah, musical rest. And verse 4, you can reference Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Verse 5, offer right sacrifices, 6664, and seek refuge, 982, in Yahweh. Verse 6, there are many that say, who will show us good? Yahweh. Who will show us good? Yahweh, let the light of your countenance be upon us. Verse 7, you have put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and wine increased. 7231. Verse 8, I will both lay down in peace and sleep, because only you, Yahweh, make me dwell safely. And that ends the show for today. Praise Yahweh. I will speak to you again live on Wednesday.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.